You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back. We've begun to get into practically how to hear from God. Now again, please, please, everything we've taught up to this point, it's a necessity that you see the Word for yourself in order for this to work, okay? So please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to these, okay? Now, we've started talking about, let's pick up here in Romans chapter 8, all right? And he says this, and we're going to be in verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father," means daddy, that's intimacy. "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Now, he talks about being led of the Spirit, and then he kind of gives an example. Now, with this, I notice here that it brings up that he's the spirit of adoption. Now, I know in particular he's talking about, you know, you having a revelation that you are a child of God, okay? But I also want you to think about this spirit of adoption, the characteristics of adoption. One translation says the spirit of complete and fulfilled acceptance. You know, my brother is adopted, okay, or was adopted, okay? And it's funny, I don't really ever think about him being adopted because it was a big thing in my family that he was just as much a son as I was. And honestly, growing up, it almost seemed like he was more of a son than I was. But the thing of it is that my mother, because she loved him so completely, was constantly wanting to make sure he knew that he was loved and accepted. Now think about this. The spirit of adoption is God trying to let you know that you have been accepted. In fact, he specifically mentioned in the scripture that you have been made accepted in the beloved. So when the spirit of God leads you, one of the things that you're going to have to do is it's going to be in peace. It's going to be with ease. It's not going to be with frustration and agitation. Okay, well, it's not going to be with a pushing away. If it's God, it's drawing you in. If it's not God, it's on the inside. It will be what I like to call just a scratching. You know, it doesn't fit. See, the spirit of adoption wants you to know you fit, right? You fit into the family of God. Anything that's not that, we begin, as more we're sensitive to it, we need to learn to recognize that's not God, okay? So, and we talked about this, and I do want to remind you this. He's living on the inside of you. A lot of times people are trying to get answers from God like he's in heaven, and I agree that he's seated at the right hand of majesty on high, but he's also in you, one with you, okay? You are right now a child of God, okay? And people say, well, you can't know that. I, of course I can know that. The Word specifically tells me how to get that. Tells me that now are we the sons and daughters of God. Okay? So, you are a child of God. Okay? And He lives on the inside of you. So, we're not looking out to heaven. We're not looking out and around us. We're looking inside to where God and we are one, where He dwells. And again, him being the perfect roommate, the more intimate you become, the more you look at him, the easier it'll be to be whether he's shaking his head no to something or nodding his head yes to something, okay? But you've got to be paying attention, okay? You ever see like on TV and stuff and one person begins to talk ugly about another person and The person they're talking ugly about walks up behind them, right? And the people they're talking to are like shaking their head, like, look behind you, look behind you. But the person who's running their mouth and slandering and backbiting and tailbearing isn't even paying attention at all, because they're so caught up in their own self-centeredness and their own self-opinion. They're not paying attention to anybody else. People can do that with the Lord. The Lord can be sitting there going, shaking his head, no, don't do that. Or, yeah, go ahead. But we get so caught up in ourselves. And goes back to that whole, we're not really willing to do his will, no matter what it is. We are willing to do his will, we just hope it's something else. Well, that's going to make you insensitive, okay? But the spirit of adoption is what you're looking for. You're looking for him to lead you in ease or in peace. And that's going to bring us to our next scripture. Now, this is going to be extremely, extremely important that you get a hold of, because this is there's so much in this. And this is in Colossians chapter 3. And it says this. It says, therefore, as the elect, we're in verse 12, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, that's you. Now, notice that. You are the elect of God, holy and beloved. No, I'm not. You don't know what I've done. No, I don't. But he does, and he died for you anyway. And if you've received Jesus, you are holy and beloved. People say, well, I haven't been acting right. I'm not holy. Your actions don't make you holy. Jesus made you holy. If your actions could make you holy, you'd be self-righteous. You know, there's a big difference in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, you needed to act right to be holy. In the New Testament, Jesus has made you holy. Now you should act right. But I don't have time to teach on that today. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also forgive him. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Now notice this. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. Okay, now notice this. This is talking about how you are called into one body. Who did that? The spirit of adoption, right? So evidently there's a similitude here. But he says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Now, a lot of times people think that means, well, then I just need to be at peace. I just need to be ruled by peace. Well, yes, I admit you should be peace on the inside of you. And you just let peace rule, and I just need to be at peace over everything. Okay, I would say that. Jesus gave you peace, yes. But that's not what this is talking about, that you just be peaceful all the time on the inside. I'm just ruled by peace. No, that's not what this is talking about. This word rule here is, it means that the peace actually acts as an umpire in a baseball game, okay? And in a baseball game, the umpire looks at what's coming across the plate. And then the umpire makes a determination. It is either safe, it's either a strike, or it's a ball. It's one or the other, right? He's making that decision. He's looking at what's coming across the plate, and he's making a call based on what he's looking at, okay? And let's kind of break it down, since peace is the umpire. Imagine peace sitting behind the plate and something's coming across the plate. Peace then will tell you whether it's a ball or whether it's a strike, okay? Ball or strike. You need to be paying attention to peace to find out what peace is calling what's coming across your plate. Is this safe or is this out? Right? Hit it or let it go. Which is it? Well, peace has the answer to that, but you have to be looking at peace in order to tell which way peace is ruling what's coming across your plate. Okay? I don't know how much clearer I can make this, really, but think of it this way. Let's say in baseball, umpires were silent. You know, normally, we wish peace was this way, where it would yell, "You're out of here," or "Strike, ball." You know, nice and loud, and they do all this stuff and the hand gestures. Well, let's say it wasn't like that. Let's say that umpires were silent, right? And that if you wanted to know what the call was, you had to turn around and look. Well, this goes back to counseling. The heart of a man is like deep water, and a man of understanding will draw it out. You got to want this, right? So there's something coming across the plate. You need to look back at the umpire and say, "All right, what did you rule that?" You have to be paying attention. You have to be focused. Now, this peace was specifically given to you by Jesus. I think John 14 says that. But this peace is to rule as an umpire. You're supposed to send things across the plate, and then peace is supposed to tell you what to do with what's coming across your plate. It's acting as an umpire. This is the thing you're supposed to utilize to rule your life. Now, this is so important that you get a hold of, because if you decide that you're, you know, well, that's not the way I want it. I want it this way. It doesn't matter, honey, because this is the way God is trying to lead you. He's trying to lead you through peace. Now, I'm going to read this to you from a different translation so that you can kind of get this. It says, "Let the peace," this is from the Amplified, "let the peace, the soul harmony which comes from Christ's rule, act as an umpire continually in your hearts." Now notice this, "deciding, settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful state, which as a member of Christ's one body, we were called to live." In other words, what is he saying? You're supposed to look on the inside and let this peace that Jesus gave you settle as finality all questions that arise in your mind. Well, is it a question arise in your mind who you're supposed to marry? Is it a question that arises in your mind whether to take a job or not? Absolutely. So who rules on that? The peace that the Prince of Peace gave you. This is so important, because most of the time people are looking for something spectacular, and this requires you to look on the inside and learn to be led and to check your peace at every time and let the peace act as an umpire and rule over the decision. We're going to get more into this, and I'm going to give you more scripture, and I'm going to talk to you about how to make this work in your life, how to practically apply it. So please stay tuned.
This Thursday, July 4th, we are excited to be broadcasting an interview with Tim Barton of Wall Builders Ministry. Kurt Owen and Tim discuss the little-known information regarding God's involvement with the foundation of our country. For instance, the vast majority of the men that signed the Declaration of Independence actually called Jesus Lord. We are sure that you will find this to be amazing and edifying. God Almighty is excited about you hearing Him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference, along with a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this local station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games,